shopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate Rick Randall, his book, Road Trip, a good words book for success, likely to succeed A through Z. It's just a feel-good book to start your morning with. You know, you can be going through one hell of an experience. And I'm going to read this text from Miss P. Hopefully, I hope you don't mind me sharing this text. We're still fighting the high waters on Mullet Lake, watching as more and more of the shoreline is washed away. Between the water and the massive ice that came close to taking out our house, I often want to cry. We can stay here until the lake levels recede. It's heartbreaking. But then I look at the positive. The lower level of the house is empty. No water made it inside. We'll be putting in new carpet in the laundry room, new vinyl in the kitchen, new carpet in the master bedroom and paint. It's empty. Life is all about how you look at it. I could be sitting here crying and saying, oh, look at this, poor me. Or, this too shall pass. And then she gets to remodel. Yes, she said, her uncle Jim Proctor gifted us a copy of Rick's book. Now, I got a question if you're listening. Did Rick's book... You had a chance to look at it. You had a chance to read it, maybe a couple of pages. Maybe you read the whole book. I don't know. It doesn't take that long. Did that impact your thinking about this horrific flood that you've been going through? Did the book kind of change your stinking thinking? Zig Ziglar's famous words. Because you have a choice to make. Okay, God, Mother Nature, whoever it is responsible for this horrific, unbelievable water problems we've had up here in northern Michigan. Why did you do this to me? Well, like Miss P, she's got an opportunity that when the water recedes, they end up finding out how much of their shoreline is still left. They can let things dry out and spend this summer remodeling our house. Hopefully you had flood insurance. Hopefully the homeowner's insurance, flood insurance combination will cover your costs, your expenses. So hopefully, God willing, you won't have to come out of pocket. This is a blessing for her to basically remodel her whole house. New paint, new floors, probably maybe even new furniture. Who knows? But you have to understand something. Every morning we have an opportunity to wake up and say, this is going to be a magnificent Monday. This is going to be an absolutely terrific Tuesday. This is going to be a wonderful Wednesday. Whatever it is that you can do, reading this book and thinking about words and your attitude, that's the bottom line. Isn't that the bottom line for our entire life? If you get up every single day and you have an optimistic, positive outlook, you got great energy, you've got your health, you got your family, you got your business, you got your work, you're being productive member of society. We live in the greatest, greatest country in the world. Now, I'm not saying this because of President Trump. I'm saying it because I've believed this my entire life. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Canada. Never been to Europe. Never will. Have no interest in going to any other countries ever again. The remainder of my days will be spent in the United States. I want to see every corner of it. I want to take Miss Vicky, and I want to take our golf clubs, and I want to see and play golf all across this country. I want to see the oceans with her. I want to see the Gulf of America from the far northeast. Absolutely take her to see the fall colors in Maine, New Hampshire. Go out to California. See the beautiful, beautiful mountains and to see the Pacific Ocean. While in California, our bucket list is to take a cruise out of the LA area and take a cruise ship around the Hawaiian Islands. You can do day ventures during the day and back on the boat heading for the next island. This is my vision. Hopefully, God willing, before we die, we get to do it. But those goals, those bucket lists, those positive thoughts causes you to get up every single day. And I'm not saying we're going to have trials and tribulations, that we're not going to have battles, not going to have fights. You have to do it. Absolutely. The one thing you have to understand, it's all about the way you look at things. Miss P just came back. It's not God's fault. I won't get into whose fault it is. No flood insurance, just downstairs remodel, but it's all good. The house is still standing, thank God. The big chunks of ice got very close, but did not take out her house. Good for you guys. And with these winds and the sun coming, the heat, the waters will recede. They will evaporate. They will go down. And we'll get back to normal. But it's all about your attitude. All about the attitude. Hey, one thing I did want to mention. The budget process, and I wanted to get to this story real quick, because this is something I definitely wanted to talk about today's show. And it's kind of funny because the budget process that this particular legislative session is looking at is trying to figure out exactly how we can look at public safety in our schools. Attorney General Dana Nessel has called on the legislature to enact stricter laws for anyone making false threats, such as those that led to the evacuation last week of the East Lansing High School Friday morning. School officials said someone called a non-emergency line reporting activity consistent with a potential act of violence. And that information provided was detailed and raised immediate concerns, but was suspicious in nature. Police responded, but found that the information didn't match the threat. and they searched the building, making sure they turned up no threat. Nestle said swatting is a reckless crime that diverts law enforcement resources, leaves students and faculty fearing for their lives. Our current laws are not strong enough. The legislature must pass stricter penalties, and we need to spend more money to protect our public schools. Nestle is calling on the legislature to look at a special supplemental funding towards improving public safety at the schools. Swatting is defined as a prank call made to emergency services in an attempt to dispatch law enforcement to a particular location over a particular situation. We've had public officials swatted. Calls were made to 911 saying there's a man with a gun shooting inside his house at his wife at this address. Well, come to find out, the address belonged to a congressman. It belonged to a U.S. senator. It belonged to even one SWAT was done on one of our Supreme Court justices. Absolutely agree that we have got to increase the penalties. Potential charges for someone who makes a threat of violence, including communicating a threat of terrorism, is a 20-year felony. Calling in a bomb threat is only a 4-year felony. And malicious use of a telecommunications device is a 6-month misdemeanor, in addition to incarceration. A person convicted of these crimes could face up to $20,000 in a fine. Under current law, swatting is a 93-day misdemeanor for making a false report of a crime, including false reports resulting in physical injury, serious bodily impairment, or death. 93-day misdemeanor? Well, she wants more money in the budget. We'll see if they do it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, welcome back into today's show, this Monday, May 4th, 2026 edition. I want to wrap this up today with, again, asking for your help. Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, my wife, is under attack from Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State's office, and Jonathan Brader, her Director of Bureau of Elections, regarding what she's promised the people of Antrim County when she ran and got elected with 62% of the vote back November 5th, 2024 election. She was going to clean up the qualified voter files. Her platform she ran on, told the people, was on her signs. It was on her business cards. It was on every single mailer she used to get elected, defeating the previous 12-year Antrim County Clerk, Cheryl Guy, who screwed up the 2020 election. 23,431 people was the number of people per the United States Census 2020. 23,431 people live in Antrim County per this census back in 2020. 6,000 of the population total were kids younger than 18 years of age, leaving 17,431 adults. When Victoria Bishop took over on January 2nd of 2025, Cheryl Guy had left her qualified voter files, registered voters in our county, folks, of over 24,000 people. How can you possibly have 24,000 people registered to vote when you only have 17,431 adults? Registered voters, 125% of our adult population. Victoria Bishop said it publicly. She said it on her mailers to the voters of Antrim County. I believe we have dead people and people who no longer live in our county on our qualified voter files. And if I get elected, I will use my business administration degree, accounting degree, finance degree to basically go through and look at and figure out what can be done per the rules of the qualified voter file manual given to me from the Bureau of Elections Secretary of State's office. She spent the majority of 2025 in between her health issues reading and studying that manual cover to cover. One thing about my wife, she's a reader. She doesn't want to listen to a presentation by a speaker to tell her what the manual says. She doesn't want to listen. She wants to read it and touch it and turn the pages. Let the manual tell her a story, just like Rick Randall's book, Road Trip. Read it, consume it, digest it, and understand what her roles were, what she was legally capable of doing in removing dead people and people who no longer live in our county off the qualified voter files. One thing she realized, only county clerks can remove dead people. Removing people who have maybe stopped voting or have moved out of your county, that can only be done by the township, city, and village clerks. County clerks can't touch those. Why? Because our local municipalities, those townships, cities, and village clerks, they run the elections and they maintain and oversee their qualified voter files in their jurisdiction. County clerks don't do that. Victoria Bishop never, never removed any people off of the qualified voter files in any township or village in Antrim County. But yet, people complained. Someone complained and whined to Lansing. So Brader, oh, by the way, an attorney from New York, not even licensed to be an attorney in Michigan, sent her a threatening letter threatening her with criminal prosecution unless she provided him answers to his questions. She did. He's in the process of reviewing those answers right now. No charges are going to come against her because she did nothing wrong. Did she assist the township clerks? Yes, she did. She sent postcards out and gave the township clerks the information she got back from those postcards, leaving it up to them to review and determine and take final actions about their qualified voter files in our county. Well, in giving the response, she found that Jocelyn Benson has issued some illegal rules to the clerks to operate this year's election on. She's hiring an attorney, and she's going to bring a lawsuit against Jocelyn Benson and Jonathan Brader. And she needs your help in raising the money to pay the attorney's retainer. Text me, donate, and I'll send you the link. She's going to stand up to Benson. Text me, donate, and I'll send you the information. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WC, Schweiz, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s